on Revolution.
Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. Tonight I have back with me Jenna, Make Death by Gucci, and Jennifer, the Mafia Wars, Luke Aday. What's going on?
It's late. Pete's delirious late at night.
Yes, we're running late because we just had a conversation with Singa.
Yes, we did.
Unpack.
That's what we're going to call it.
Yep. Well, that's what it is. I got to it late, had baseball tonight, we won. Yee-haw! Woohoo! 9-6.
Well, that's good.
Yep. 9-5. Excuse me. It was 9-5.
Nice. I love baseball season.
Yep. So, it seems like we just keep repeating the same thing over and over again.
I know, and that's how I've been feeling on my blog. I keep doing the same thing over and over.
Well,
they need to change something.
It's the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
Exactly.
We are insane to keep thinking that we're going to change anything, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. True.
God help me.
But we did change the recording time of the show. So
the numbers go down and down and down. Every time you check those daily active user numbers, they're lower.
Yeah.
What are they up to? I never know. I never look for them unless I ask you.
Well, I did put a link on my blog in the popular links that will take you right to the page. And currently, there are 430,000 daily players. Now, keep in mind, these are hugely overly inflated numbers.
And minis, right?
Right. But when I started writing my blog, 2 years ago, there were over, 20 million monthly.
Yeah.
There was like 7, sometimes it got up to 10 million, like the days when Vegas was launched.
Gosh, so, I didn't realize it was that low.
Because that's when it was fun.
Right, and I don't understand why they, like, wow, we had this great product. Why are we losing it? And let's ask people what we could do to change it. And okay, well, we tell them, and they keep doing the same thing over and over. Event fatigue, we've been complaining about that for how long?
Mm-hmm.
And then last night was another one of those nights where you're just like, OMG.
Well, luckily I went to bed last night. I didn't see that.
Like, I was just like, are you kidding me? And people are confused. There's like, now you have extreme missions, London missions, the limited time mission. Oh, let's throw a secret district in there. Oh, yeah, we got Mafia Poker, gifting events going on. You don't even know what gifts to accept. You don't know where to spend your energy, not to mention everyone's still working on London districts 4 through 6 if they're not Super Pete.
So that's where fun went. It became a job.
Yeah.
It's such a task.
And then, I want to be in a family, so in order to do that, I need to get 150 ICEs on top of all this other bullshit. I'm tired of it. I think a lot of people are.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And now the big to-do, ever since they made that blog post about scripts, is, what's safe, what's not. Well, they say nothing's safe, but they're, we don't know what they're doing on that front, but we know they want to change that. And someone did make a good point that, make the game so there's not a need for all the script use.
Right. I agree with that completely.
Well, and unfortunately, that's never been the case since day one. I mean, Bobby Hartrate and Vern Hart wouldn't have never would have actually started creating scripts for Mafia Wars if there wasn't so much redundancy and tediousness to the game itself. But what made it what it was and what it is and what it still has potential to be is the human interaction that occurs outside the game. And I feel what's happening is that the event fatigue, the assault, if you will, on the community that, you're all bad. We're going to stop you now from doing whatever it is you've been doing, that you've been doing basically the same thing since you started playing, that now all of a sudden, it's taking a different tone with players, that they're just saying, look, if you're going to, basically stop me from playing the game I've played since day one, then why am I bothering to be here? And people are learning more and more that, you know, it's time to walk away. And, you know, it's heartbreaking, I guess, if you will. You know, we've grown accustomed to playing this game every day, doing the mundane tasks that are in the thing. But now it's gotten to be so much, you know.
And people are finding there is life after, you know, Mafia Wars.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and you ask yourself, why in the world would Zynga release 20 freaking properties in New York?
What found another one in the server.
Okay, 21.
Are you kidding?
Ridiculous properties.
Make it stop.
So, okay. You know, okay, so it creates spam. You're telling me that there's not other ways to generate spam. You know, if what else does it do? Is it create interaction between players? Well, you got to realize that some of the interactions between players are not, can't be, and shouldn't be compared to other Zynga stable games. You know, this is not the same kind of game. Learn your game. God, learn what people have done and how they played this game. You killed the trading community, you know, and granted, yes, I know there were things going on in the black market, but you know what? That could have been resolved too, because Zynga could have released their own black market, allowed traders, you know, and whatever else to still work within the confines of the game, and they would have then solved that problem, but they chose not to.
You have to focus on what hooked people in the first place.
Yeah.
What made me spend so much time doing this?
You know, and now there's so little to be traded that why bother?
Yeah, they could make nothing giftable and it wouldn't change the way it is today.
Right.
Because the stuff that is giftable is not helpful to anyone. And the only reason people really gift now is to get the crap out of their inventory if they're OCD about that.
Right.
Are there more people like that than you?
Well, I know I'd be gifting away some of these 5,001 of these 30,000 loot items I've got that I can't do anything with.
Oh my gosh, you have that many?
Yeah, but
right, and then they want us to pay every month to do all this. Like, I feel like there's something not right with me for putting up with it so much. Like, why can't I walk away like so many of my friends have done?
Well, you know what I'm finding is that I've been obviously spending less time playing. And when I do have a chance to sit down and play, I'm having a lot more fun than I was before I gave myself the permission to quit making a job out of this. Mm-hmm. And when I went back to remembering, oh, this is just a game, you know, it's okay if you don't finish this or finish that. It's okay. And I don't know. I was just as obsessed all the time. But for some reason, I'm having more fun now playing when I can.
Right.
And I don't know, you know, how to tell anybody to duplicate that. But for me, it's been stepping back a little bit and appreciating the time I can spend.
Well, it usually takes the first baby step of you miss the one thing. And yep. Then it's a slippery
building
slope,
something,
if you will, that you didn't, well, you weren't able to build up a property because you didn't force yourself to be committed to, you know, posting three times a day on a schedule perfect down to the minute. You know, and you eventually just say, you know what, I missed that one. Guess what? I'm going to miss the next one. But unfortunately, like we've talked about before, that's a slippery slope for Zynga, because the more people that just start saying, I missed that one, I'll miss the next thing.
Eventually, I won't log in.
Eventually, no one will come back to the game.
Or they won't spend money to finish it because they don't care anymore.
That's right.
Or they could, you know, have fun and spend some money because they want to finish it and they know they don't have time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it could, you know, obviously with different personalities.
The people that play this game, I mean, let's be realistic. All of us are OCD in some way on getting things done. You know, we want to finish what we set out to do within this game. And the fact that we can't do it basically eats at our moral fabric. And then we decide at that point that it's not worth it anymore.
Right.
It's a deep philosophical feeling to have your guts ripped out from you that you can't do something and finish it anymore, and you have no recourse to do it either other than call customer support. So guess what I'm doing? Oh yeah, because I've got a real beef too. I gotta tell you this one infuriated the hell out of me. Okay,
it's hilarious.
So nothing new going on in Spockholm, I'll get that out of the way, but Zynga releases this new secret district, right? And they have these deck of cards. Guess what most people probably thought, like me, and if they didn't, then I'm the only oddball out there, that a deck of cards being released at the same time that a new poker season comes out means that we could actually get a deck of cards that would actually give us 52 cards for our poker season. I'm thinking, awesome.
Perfect.
And then I come to find out that it's just only a consumable to be used in the stupid secret district. I was livid.
See, if you would read before you played, you would have known all that.
But I shouldn't have had to. And you shouldn't release a deck of cards at the same exact time as a poker season that, you know, we used to have racks of chips that got converted into single chips.
True.
So it's not not this kind of, you know, and I know that's going back a long ways. For those that don't know where I'm coming from, that's Vegas. But, you know, that's been there for a long time. So this idea of having this one thing converted into something else just seemed reasonable. And
you
so
thought they finally simplified it.
Well, yeah. Why can't I gift a whole freaking set of, what do you call it? If I give that up as my daily gift item, you know, awesome. Give us 10 of those a day. I'm talking about it now. Add it up.
Yeah, it would make it a lot easier because now we're forced to decide, do you want to excel in Mafia Wars Poker or do you want to do the foolproof gift mastery event or do you want to collect one of these special mystery bags that got prematurely converted to some sombrero bags for Cinco de Mayo, even though it was like May 10th.
Yeah, it was a little bit late.
It was like May 9th. Well, what happened is we got finally after a month, we got those feline mystery bags.
Right.
And 2 days later, they converted to these things called sombrero mystery bags. And they were still active if you had been sent them in less than 48 hours.
I was able to use them.
Yeah, the people that had accepted all their feline bags weren't so lucky unless they were able to keep them in the ZMC for till the next day.
What a mess. Typical.
Yeah.
But yeah, when I signed in today, I couldn't believe how much was going on at one time. Oh my God.
I'm surprised I got it all on my blog. And I had went out. I had like waited for midnight to post like the point that we get from the fan page. Uh-huh. And then I was going out and I was like, what? And so I got, you know, I just made little summary posts of what I had time to do. And then when I was out, I looked at my phone and I'm like, are they crazy?
You didn't come home, did you?
Well, no, I didn't come home for that. But when I got home, you know, thank goodness I was drinking Red Bull. I got home and I spent so much time like making all these posts. And it was like, you know, why am I doing this? Same with the game. Like, why am I putting all this effort and staying awake longer than I should? And, you know, I've stayed up till like 10 in the morning. And then today, you know, we have the conference call with them. And it's just like, am I supposed to spend every waking minute of my life doing things for Mafia Wars, which is supposed to be a game that I play?
Mafia Wars would love that.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it makes me question it all. But then all this stuff comes out and then you get a few days of nothing much to do and then it just seems to be cyclic like that now.
Mm-hmm.
Where you get hit really hard, then nothing, and then where if they spaced this stuff out, it would benefit them too because, you know, we could spend this whole show talking about how great the Secret District is. It's not really great and I'll get into that. But we could devote our time to a specific event and make people want to do it. And now it just gets thrown in with a list of 10 other things,
mm-hmm.
You know, and same with the blog post. I'm not going to put as much detail into something if I have 10 other things to write about, like who cares? Where if they would space that out and do one thing a week rather than more, it would just make the game more enjoyable and you'd have something to look forward to.
I agree.
You know, and we have 3 days left of this property, and there's going to be a lot of pissed off people because the way it was set up was not possible to do in the time allotted.
And you were telling them that from the beginning. I was hoping mm-hmm. they would listen to you.
Well, I really think they need to extend it by at least a week.
Did you finish yours?
Yes. I'm not proud of how I finished it. That's all I'm going to say.
I won't ask. Well, I'm up to a level 9. You know, I probably will get to, there's 3 days left, 2 days after. Yeah, whatever. There I go. I'm on that slippery slope.
You're on the slippery slope.
The new, I can't figure out what the new one looks like. It really looks like a racetrack. But we searched for all the names like that and nothing showed up. So I guess we'll just wait. But really, the overall consensus was, okay, there's no more room on the page. are they going to be done? Everyone was kind of excited about the Arctic base because it filled that last spot, the OCD spot. And so, you know, it was a wishful thing thinking, okay, this has to be the last one. Where are they going to put the next one? But it's in the servers. No loot has been added to the inventory yet.
What are those LO or LD missions?
Okay, that's another new thing we got. You know how in past destinations, each city had its own set of missions? And the example I like to use is the Brazil missions. There were like 65 of them.
Yeah.
And then Chicago only had like 10, I think. I forget the exact number. And so now there's London-specific missions. And the server image of the icon was actually discovered before London was even launched. So we kind of knew they were coming and they waited all this time. They would have been more fun if they were there while you were first doing it.
That's LD?
London. Yeah.
Yeah, London.
Yeah, that's all right then.
I'll vouch for Jen.
I
did
get
try
that
to
one.
Find out
that,
how many, but they yeah, didn't answer her.
They didn't. They ignored my question. Leonard Wong has been gunning them, so he's on mission 14 now. So we know there's at least 14. There's one grand prize loot item. It's called a Duke. He looks more Russian than English, though. But supposedly, nobody knows for sure yet, once you finish all the missions, you'll get this item. So he'll probably, when we see him on a mission, that's probably going to be the last one. Mm. And I really hope they don't do the 65 again, because that was really a pain in the ass. So maybe 20 would be a nice number, or 15.
Hmm.
But Leonard will know for us. I really tried to get something from them on that.
Is Leonard playing the game or just surfing the servers?
Leonard likes to surf the servers, modify the scripts. Well, really, he does a good job with the inventory groups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's awesome. I just didn't know he still played.
I don't think he plays like he used to because he's in school. He's supposed to be studying.
Right.
But he likes
studying
to.
The servers.
Yeah, when these missions come out, he likes to kind of gun forward with them.
So that's what his game is. He likes it. So.
Yeah. Kind of like me. Like, I like blogging more than I like playing the game. So I'm going to play the game in a way that I'll be like testing things and, you know, getting screenshots. Like, to me, that's more important than having my personal attack at 30,000. It's only like 10. So I think it just depends on what people like. So, and then there's also a bug associated with this, which isn't surprising. A lot of people either don't have them yet or they vanish. Now, one thing that does happen is when you travel to a different destination, the LD icon, it's going to disappear from your missions bar because you're not in London. And a lot of people don't know that and they think, oh, it disappeared. But
that's what I got all day.
Yeah, all you have to do is go to London and it comes back. But there were some instances where that wasn't happening. And customer support did put out a page on that. And there's a survey you can take to report your account. Mm-hmm. If these missions are disappearing on you. But I really have a feeling it's more people are just thinking they disappeared because they went to a different destination.
Mm. And I didn't even think about being in a different place. I just noticed that sometimes it had an LD and other times it wasn't.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of funny. I saw a lot of people saying that theirs had disappeared all day today too. So it just fed into the fact that it went.
Yeah. And it happened in Chicago a lot, too. And they're like, oh, okay, I have to be in Chicago to see it.
I got it.
And what you can do, too, is even if you are somewhere, you can click that See All button on your missions bar. And then it will pull up all your active missions. You know, and that limited time one is still going on. There's about 7 days left for that. And so I think it's kind of overwhelming people to have all these missions because most probably have extreme missions as well.
Mm-hmm.
They've added so much stuff. Like Pete said, season 5 of Mafia Poker is out. And it's just like the last one, except we have 2 less days. And then we also have other things to use our gifts for. So I don't think... Like, the last one I got ended up getting 3 mastery items. I'll probably only get 1 this time. because I'm not going to try so hard. I really find that mafia poker boring.
I'm done with it.
Yeah, I'm just going to get to Emerald Mastery and then stop accepting the poker cards. If they offered more of a payout, like the first season of Mafia Poker where you got to keep your bronze, your silver, your gold items, then it was worth it. But now you just get to keep the best one. And you can add, if you know you're going to get to the emerald level while you're on the ruby level, you can add that loot item to your family property if you want.
Any word on the next family property?
No, yet? And it's been, it's been black for so long and shadowed. I kind of think they're confused about what to make it. They probably were going to go with health, but I think they're realizing that they created their own problems with all these high health people in the game. So they probably don't want to do that. But they have not said anything about it or given any indication when it will be released. And most families have both their properties upgraded now.
I'm on your blog, your page. And the London Mission Part 15 is help in a war 10 times. That's a lot, don't you think?
10 times to help in wars?
To help, you guys go to certain war pages. I don't. I guess I'm going to have to start.
For the average player, that would probably be a lot.
I can't find them, and then I feel like I'm wasting my time when I'm clicking on them, and it goes through the whole, I don't know.
Right, and that is one problem that they have addressed in the game. Because of these scrubbers and things that are, and we've talked about it on the show, that are jumping on these requests as soon as they're made, then someone like you that just wants to help in a war, and then it ends up taking you an hour to find one. That is interfering with your personal game, and therefore that is an abuse of script.
So. It's the same thing when I try to declare a war. Like you said before, I do it manually. I just click on somebody, and it usually takes you forever if you don't give up.
Well, the easy thing about to do in that situation is put one of your minis or put an account that's not active.
No, I don't even have a mini.
Oh. Well, I'll give you a link to one. Just put it on your rivals.
I know, but I'm just saying as an average player, some people don't. I mean, I always did, but as I laxed here, I gave up the other account.
Uh-huh.
And so, I don't know. I didn't have time. I can't focus on more than one account. Then I feel like I'm not being nice to my main character if I'm spending time on the other one. Then, they get jealous of each other, and then I start splitting off into personalities. It's not good. So
we have another free loot item that you have to go search for in your Facebook request page. It's called
the cheerleader.
Yes. And she's kind of like a sexy cheerleader. She doesn't look very wholesome.
All right.
You expect a cheerleader to look like. But it's worth it to look for that. And as always with these things, if you can't find it, if it doesn't work, if you do find it and it doesn't work, then you go to customer support and they'll give it to you. And she's an attack henchman with stats of 166 and 98.
Nice.
And, of course, there's a marketplace sale. It's called Sweet Revenge. And it has a candy theme to it. And it's the same.
The Candyman.
Yeah, the Candyman's the Grand Mastery item.
Do you have a Candyman?
No, I didn't get any this time. I've been so busy, I haven't really gotten that mood where I feel like going to buy 20 million crates to get it. I just don't think I'm going to do it. But I might change my mind.
Yeah.
And then the last thing, and I promise I'll shut up, is...
About time! No, just kidding. I had to pull a Chester there.
Yeah. They raised the level cap to 60,000. It was on 35,000. And they also fixed the experience to level because it was very disproportionate for accounts over 25,000. And it made it really hard for them to level. And now they're like on track with everyone else, which is cool. I would think if you got that high, why should you be punished?
Right.
Most of us will never see it.
I'm on my way.
Yeah. What level are you now, Pete?
7,500.
Oh, yeah. You'll never see it. Unless you decide to just convert to all energy. And I'm sure I've missed a thing or two, but you can always go to your game and see what's out there.
Yep. All right. Well, does anybody have any shout outs?
Sure. My shout out is to Monica. She's one of the ASS members, and she's been doing a lot of work for the family and you know, it's not easy to do everything in life and everything in the game.
Yep.
So I've been thinking about her, and I, you know, my philosophy is a family should really run itself. There should not be a lot of extra work. And Jeff, shout out to him too. He does a lot of work with our battles and things like that. Mm-hmm. And it is appreciated. But I think people should put their own lives and their own game first before sacrificing their own time for the family. It's nice that they do, but I don't think it's anyone expects it or demands it. So they just do it freely.
And Monica does a lot for everybody.
Yeah, she's a very helpful person. She tries.
She really is. So
she's a sweet lady.
Yep. You got a shout out there?
I want to give a shout out to the friends and family of Jim Brown, who passed away a couple weeks ago. And I haven't been on the show and haven't had a chance to send my thoughts and prayers. So I wanted to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm giving a crazy shout out tonight.
Uh-oh.
I'm giving it to the family of Spock. And that is Michael, Ron, Candace, Teddy, Richie, Mary, Mick, Roger, Christy, Margaret, Chris, Scoot, YH, Valerie, Corin, Alan, Simon, and Guido, Alex, Ardo, Arnie, Kara, Andrew, Joe, Johnny, Darby O'Gill, Mike, Hager, B. Anderson, Home Improvement, Tom Parrott, Tom P., Cindy, Ray Hoffman, Albert, David, Monica, Jonathan, Julia, Mike, Claudia, Chris, John, Abby, Marco, Brian, Jamie, Essie, Ike, Bilo, Martin, Diane, Mark. There's a lot of people here. JBO, Michael Crawford, Petri, Aaron, Kim, Stephen, Donna, Alan, Aaron, Derek, Cynthia, Leaf, Bram, Marjorie, Mohammed, Maynard, Chris, Les, Antonio, Morgan, Kevin, Bob, Ophelia, Frank, Evie, Chris, Marcus, William, Aaron, Rod, Ken, Morton Hedman, David Smith, Chip Hinton, Andrew Neck, Fuja, Hank McCoy, Go, Buckner, P-Drag, and Brenda and Vern. Anyway, the reason why I'm giving them an entire shout-out is because I've been accused of not paying any attention to the family. Hopefully, I've gotten everybody.
You forgot three.
I did not.
Yeah. Can you repeat it?
Nice try.
You're Mario, yes. Luigi.
Anyway, so that's my shout-out. We had kind of a thing where, as admins, we don't pay a lot of attention to the family, and people were feeling that they didn't have enough power. And I constantly told them that they had all the power in the world. They could write their own rules for the family, you know, and we've kind of changed some stuff up. But anyway, so.
I think that's common. I get that a lot, too.
Yeah.
I feel bad, but there's only so much time in the day.
Yeah.
True.
Well, and we didn't want to, you know, we got kind of burned once by opening up our admin role in the groups, and so we've not really pushed to do that again, you know, because of that. And got people then saying that, you know, wait a minute, you don't trust us. And it's not that. It's, you know, it's just we're being overly protective, and you have to appreciate that. You know, it shouldn't stop them from being able to do anything in the game or anything in the family that they'd like to create for themselves. So, you know, someday maybe we'll back down a little bit, but, you know, we've definitely acquiesced and said, you know, you guys write the rules. They wanted an icing count for an entire month. Again, your problem that Zynga has created is now we have an icing limit in the family that, because it's all related to family progression. And, you know, you have to have 2,500 ices a month or you're not part of the family anymore. So.
And see, we talked. Well, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you have to have rules like that, because then the ones that do that every day get upset if they feel others are slacking and they're doing all the work.
So don't be a slacker.
Yep.
Get the boot. Well, don't forget your mother's this weekend.
Mother's Day coming up.
Mother's Day weekend.
I sent flowers.
Yes, do something. And I guess that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I want a car, skid 'em, crash into the brave new world. I want to ride.